right, welcome back to Binge-Worthy, official episode number 2 for Stranger Things, season 3, episode 2.
Whoa. Yeah.
It's a lot of numbers there.
It's
God,
numbers.
I love this series. I love the series, and this is only the second episode.
I know. It actually, it's actually really good build-up.
I know.
Really great build-up. Devin, do you want to explain what happened in the second episode?
Well, I was
episode?
Talking about Binge-Worthy and Stranger Things. Wow, oh. I just hit both.
Do you want to talk about what happened in this episode? Some moments? Do you want to cover some
Okay,
moments?
So going off of, you know, like the first episode. First episode, everything's fine. Everything's good. And then second episode is usually in Stranger Things. It's when things start to kick off. The second and third episodes are when things really start to happen. So there's actually quite a few things that happen. We started to get more of the splitting of the stories, how it usually always goes, where they split up and then at the very end they start to team up again.
You know what's weird? It's like split into... Was it always... Because this is probably the most it's ever split into, because this is like 5 different things happening at the same time. But yeah. That's actually flowing pretty well.
Oh my God. I'm already starting to love the buildup. What Stranger Things gets right is the buildup.
Oh no, they do.
Love
they,
it.
They have really great buildup. One thing I do want to say... Is that a cliffhanger from the last episode? Billy escapes out of the basement where the blob lives.
Yeah,
and has a and comes in contact with the shadow creature, and he tells him to build.
Yeah, I don't understand.
It's like a. It's not like a clone, but it's like if Will was like more of a puppet.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah. But see, you know what it reminds me of? It's like reminds me of Invasion of the Body Snatchers, which I think that's what they're trying to do, where it goes to each one and it's going to spread like the virus.
Yeah.
So that they can take over their version, what they think. You know what I just realized? It's what they view as the upside down is the reality that we're in.
Yeah, that's exactly.
So yeah, so Billy's Venom, he's slowly turning to Venom. The symbiote has taken over. And we got Max and 11 going shopping.
Oh yeah, Max and 11 going shopping because 11's freaked out because Mike didn't come at 9:30 like he usually does for 6 months straight. Also, I also want to mention that Dustin and Steve reunited.
Oh my God, I think that was probably my favorite moment in the episode. Oh, my personal favorite.
That was my personal favorite too. I love their signature handshake that they have.
Yeah,
that was actually pretty cool.
It was so funny. What was it, Henderson?
Another thing. Madnix do not work right now.
Yeah, the polarity is like off.
And
Stranger Things, man.
Stranger Things magnets. What do they do? Also, Dustin, Steve and Robin are all cracking a code. But some other things that are important that happen is Nancy and Jonathan are working on another case again with the rats. Relationship drama between Mike and 11.
Yeah, I don't know if I look. I don't know. I guess they're 15. It's fine. I don't really care.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. 11 dumped Mike, but...
It's permanent. It's, they're never going to revisit that relationship in the show.
Nope.
It's done. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, it's never going to happen. 11's not going to get with any other guy ever again.
Malevin. Would you say Malevin or would you say...
11.
E-like.
Is it L?
Or no, I mean, like, if you combine their name, like, would it be E-like or would it be Malevin?
Malevin.
What would be the fan...
Malevin. Oh,
for sure. Malevin? Malevin rolls off the tongue better.
Billy's tough time in the sun, he was also drinking bleach. Or was he drinking bleach in the sun?
I don't know. It looked like bleach.
Yeah, it looked like he was drinking
bleach. And what Matt was telling us about is that in that moment, because Miss Wheeler... So what Matt was saying about that was that that's what the shadow monster was like telling him to do. But in that moment, he wasn't fully taken over. So that's why he didn't do it. He's rejected it. But obviously, by the end, he's fully taken over.
Fully taken over.
Bro.
Also, rats are eating fertilizer. And I do want to pop off
on that. And exploding. Remy's like gone.
I think remember in season 2 when all the tunnels were being underground? So like all like the Demodogs were eating the dirt?
Yeah.
It's like that with the rats.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I don't know what's going to happen.
But not only are they exploding, they're like exploding and they're like still, they're like blobs.
So it's like, which is also a callback to the classic horror movie with Steve McQueen, the King of Cool, the Blob.
Hell yeah.
4 days until 4th of July, which is probably going to be the climax of the show, which is funny enough because it came out 4th of July.
Which is like so heavy Jaws vibes.
Oh, yeah.
Which actually the Duffer Brothers said that was one of their biggest inspirations for the first Stranger Things seasons. That, you know, E.T., Goonies, all that jazz.
Also, strike on the mayor's office for all the jobs from small business owners going to the mall.
Yeah, the Starcar Mall is like the biggest setting for season 3. Hence, that's why they spent so long in production, taking this whole extra year to make this.
Yeah, and also Hopper doesn't like helping out the mayor because he doesn't like him. And he's always for the people's rights.
You know, honestly, that was a perfect casting. I totally could see Cary Elwes as the mayor. I think that's just so perfect.
You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of the mayor in Jaws.
Yeah, that's exactly why. That's why I think that's so perfect. Oh, no, it's the 4th of July where he's not going to want to stop everything because that will just, like, ruin Hawkins.
Also, another thing we haven't mentioned is the Russian machine in Hawkins. Because from what we've seen, magnets aren't working in the town, and says, and remember what the teacher said from season 1-2 says, if there's a billion volts,
I love that guy.
I know, he's actually kind of the
underdog. I really want him to get into the group.
Yeah, that actually be really cool.
I think he should finally get included in that.
But also, there's the billions of volts going around Hawkins, so that would take a lot of electricity current,
yeah,
which is also true. The Russian code talkers are in Hawkins from the background noise from the horse that Steve discovered.
Yeah.
And the Russian bodyguard who strangled the crap out of the scientists in the introduction of season 3 is in Hawkins.
I think he's enhanced. I think he has like super strength.
I think he might.
Because he literally picked up a guy with one hand and crushed him.
I know.
Crushed his throat. Or he could just be Russian. And he looks just like Drago. You know what, Matt? You might be right. He's Russian.
Yeah.
Winter Soldier, yeah.
Yeah, he's just Russian.
He's got the super serum.
Also, homecoming. Also, Billy knocks out his coworker and takes her to the Blob.
Which I think that going back to the invasion of the body snatchers and going back to the idea that the shadow monster wants to spread. He wants to build.
Build. But what does he want to build, though? That's the thing.
Second upside down.
Exactly.
You know what? Actually, my dad, shout out to my dad, because he thought of this theory, is that the upside down was taken over by an alien, like an alien race, and they do the same thing to different dimensions. They take over one, and then they try to do onto the next by switching through dimensions. That's why it explains why it looks so much like Earth, and it looks like it just got taken over. I like that. So yeah, that's a cool little tiny theory there.
And all of the blob things from the rats that exploded combined into one thing.
Yeah.
I'm actually really curious to see what this monster looks like.
Because we haven't gotten this.
We've only gotten a shadow cast, and it has a weird tube thing coming out of it.
Oh, from what
I've noticed, it has a weird tube thing coming out of it.
I wonder. Okay, do you want to make a little mini prediction here of who is going to get taken over?
Who
is there going to be a main character? Do you think that it's going to be taken over?
I don't want. Yeah,
another Venom.
Another.
I think Billy will be leading them all.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, the first catalyst. He's the one who's, like, numero uner. shadow monster, but...
Who do you think, Devin? Who do you think's from the main cast going to get invaded?
Jonathan's a good guess. I don't think it will be one of the kids.
No, I think that's...
Definitely not Will. That's two on the nose.
Yeah, like, come on, man. Will's got enough crap.
Oh no. Oh, no. Actually, I don't want to say this. I think Steve might.
Because
remember in the trailers, he gets captured and they put like a needle thing in his neck? That could be it, or that could be the Russians.
I think that might be the Russians. Well, we'll save that for a little bit later, the rest of that talk.
I thought we were done.
No, we got to talk about the MVP. We got to go through the MVPs, favorite moment, teams. The MVP of this episode was actually Robin. Robin helped out a lot.
Yeah, Robin actually, and the reason why we really gave her the MVP is because this is where we really get to see her character at first, because she's brand new. She's fresh off the boat.
Yeah.
For Stranger Things. So actually, I'm starting to really like Robin.
Yeah, no, they always introduce one new character to the group every season.
Yeah.
Like with Max last season, now
it's like Walking Dead.
Exactly. And now it's like with Robin. And the reason why we're giving her the MVP is because she is the one that cracked the code and found out what the words mean.
Yeah.
Also for teams, we have Joyce and Mr. Clark onto the Russian device.
Yeah.
And Dustin, Steve, and Robin getting on to the Russians.
Yeah. There's a lot of Russians going on in Hawkins.
We didn't find any callbacks to any other episodes in Stranger Things. But pop culture Easter eggs, we already said, it's a callback to The Blob and Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Heavy that. And a little bit of Jaws tribute. Yeah, little bit. I mean, that's going to be heavy throughout, so...
Things you might have missed. Not only is the Russian guy in the bar where Hopper's having his lonely dinner,
yeah,
but he's also in the town hall. He walks right past Hopper.
Mm.
Radio Shack is closed. Haha, foreshadow.
You know what I feel like the Russian guy's going to be? I think he's going to be like the next... He feels like the next step up from Billy. Like, Billy was kind of like that side antagonist.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where he was like, he's the high school, but this is like a step up from that. Like, he's an actual, like, Russian assassin.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to agree with you on that one.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Eleven popped a drink of the girl who wouldn't dance with Dustin at the snowball dance in season 2 finale.
Oh, I did not catch that.
Yep. That was actually a really cool callback.
Also, hot dog on the stick.
Hot dog on a stick. Hot dog on a stick.
I missed that.
Memes.
That's actually really good.
Memes of the episode. Kissing is better without teeth. Code Dustin.
Yeah.
The O'Driscolls, there's a lady named Miss O'Driscoll, and that's a shout out to Arthur from Red Dead 2.
Yeah.
But what me and Devin were saying before we end this episode is that we think that Jonathan and Steve might be catalysts for the upside down ward for the Shadow Man.
Yeah, I think those are the ones I can kind of see, besides it all obviously being Will. But I think Will will have a huge, huge part to play to be more of the 11 role this time.
Yeah, also, I know people who have seen this are probably laugh at me for making this prediction, but I think maybe Billy and Will are going to have a moment together at some point during the season.
I think they will definitely lock lips.
Exactly.
Hopefully by episode 8.
Hopefully. Also, we are all, everyone here, we are officially on Team Will.
Team Will.
Team Will.
Dude. I really want redemption for Will. I feel so bad for that kid.
Yeah. But anyways, this was our mini reflection on Binge-Worthy for Stranger Things Episode 2.
Stay tuned for Episode 3 of Stranger Things of Episode 3 for Binge-Worthy. Starring, who's it going to be? I need a little drum roll. Is it going to be... It's going to be Evan and Matt.
Yep.
Maybe Ryan. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Next on Binge-Worthy.
I think he's just such a fan favorite that they really...
He really is just such a fan favorite. I loved Bob.
Yeah.
I got emotional when it showed his death. For like
Bob,
the fifth time.
Way better than Barb.
And he was supposed to die early in season 2.
Yeah, who cares about Barb anymore?
There's no Barb, there's always Bob.
Bob over Barb.